Hey there, happy Monday to you. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Following the Truth. Can you believe it? We are in March now. Today is March 1st. It's so good to be back with you on the program. Make yourself at home, pull up a chair, grab your snack, grab your beverage. Let's get ready to get started. Today we're going to talk about not feeling it. And this is going to be based on the Give Up Worry for Lent verse for today. If we pursue a relationship with Jesus, if we follow him, if we open ourselves up to what he has to say, we're going to get peace. We're going to have peace if we do that. But the peace that he gives often starts out in our heads. It just starts out in our minds, and it takes a while sometimes for it to filter down to our hearts. That's the thing we need to remember about the peace that the Lord offers. Now, there's a couple pieces to that puzzle. The first is that we approach him, we have the encounter with him, we seek out his peace, you know, we're going to find it. But the other thing is we have to listen to him. So as you grow closer to him, and as you'll see on today's show, when we look also at the daily mass readings, in particular the daily gospel, we're going to have to respond to what he tells us. If you have the encounter with him, I mean legitimately have the encounter with him, and you sincerely are looking to follow him, then there's going to be times when he is going to change or tell you that things have to change. That's what we're doing during the Lenten season. This is all going to make more sense, hopefully, when I go through all these readings. But what I want you to know is this. The peace that the Lord offers, right? Come to me and I will give you rest. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. That peace of heart, which is the ultimate peace, or peace of mind, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I use those two terms interchangeably, peace of mind, peace of heart. Then there's peace of stomach, if you will. That's the peace that you feel, you know? Sometimes you're not feeling it in your stomach. Or why don't we say this? Why don't we say, we'll also include that as I think about it. Maybe that's peace of heart is different than peace of mind. Peace of heart is more of a feeling. Peace of mind is an intellectual peace. Yeah, let's leave it at that. And peace of stomach, you know, they're all related. Sometimes you don't feel the peace. And that's what I want you to understand today. It's possible you're doing something to block it. It's possible you might be doing something wrong. And that's why we have to look at following what Jesus has to tell us. He's going to tell us certain things. If we follow him, then we're going to open ourselves up to experiencing that peace. You know, so we got to make sure, of course, that we're not doing something or failing to do something which is going to block the peace. But sometimes, even if you're doing exactly what he wants you to do, exactly what he is calling you to do, you still might not feel the peace. And I tell you that because I think it's critical that we understand that. Because otherwise, we're going to start thinking, I'm doing something wrong. There's a problem. What's wrong? What am I missing? Why am I not feeling it? So, especially during Lent, we need to understand that sometimes we're not going to feel that peace, at least initially. So let's talk about that on the show. I hope you had a great weekend. Sunday was the second Sunday of Lent. Now, remember, there were five Sundays in Lent. So we got the five Sundays in Lent, and then we have Palm Sunday, and then we have Easter Sunday. So we have a lot of time left in the Lenten season. So hang in there. I'm really confident if we continue to walk together and work on eliminating worry, if that's what you're giving up for Lent, or if you're just looking to grow closer to Christ, become more Christ-like, you're going to achieve your objective. If you just keep following the Lord, really trying to change, you know, a lot of this is about desire and listening to what he says and putting it into action. If you start doing that, you're going to make, really, you have the potential to make tremendous improvement during this Lenten season. But as we talked about before on the program, it's not about how much you can do. It's about how much the Holy Spirit can do in you through your cooperation. You might think that's a subtle point, but it's not quite that subtle. We're not trying to become better just by self-control. We're trying to become better with the help, and I'm talking major help, of the Holy Spirit. That's what Lent is all about. Okay, so let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven in prayer, remembering, of course, that He is with us. He is with us wherever we are. So wherever you are, He's with you, and He's with me too. So let's talk to Him now, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, first of all, thank you. Thank you for being here for us, Father. Thank you for loving us with an unconditional love. Thank you for creating us out of nothing because you wanted us to be in a relationship with you. Thank you, Father, for providing for all of our needs from the time we were first conceived up until right now. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus to enter our broken world, to restore our relationship with you, Father. Thank you for the gift of your church. Thank you for the gift of the Bible. Father, we recognize that you, in addition to hearing and seeing us right now, we recognize that you are all-powerful. There is no problem that we could ever present to you that would be a challenge for you. So therefore, we confidently turn to you in prayer with thanksgiving, with praise, with adoration. And we ask you, Father, to give us this day what we need, our daily bread. Father, we know that there will be suffering in all of our lives. We ask you to use that suffering. Unite it with the suffering of your Son. And please use it for good. Grant us the grace that we need to deal with whatever comes our way. Father, I ask you to send out your Spirit on us. Open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message today. And specifically, give me the words you would like me to speak for the program. Thanks, Father. Thank you for using me as your instrument. Please let my words bear good fruit. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. Couple quick notes for you. Wednesday, busy day on Wednesday. Wednesday morning, 6:35 a.m., I'll be doing my weekly Give Up Worry for Lent segment on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. And then later on that morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, you're going to be able to catch me on Facebook Live. It's part of a series for CatholicMom.com. We're doing a book club on Give Up Worry for Lent. It's going to be four Wednesdays in a row. It's going to begin this Wednesday, which is March the 3rd, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, for more information, what you want to do is go to the CatholicMom.com Facebook page. I included this as part of my daily email, so if you got my email, daily email reflection, you saw it there. You don't need to sign up. You can just go to Facebook, to their page, and you'll see the live broadcast. We'll do about 30 minutes or so, and each week I'm going to just supplement some of this, the what's going on in the book, and try to lead people through the book. I'm really excited about the opportunity to do that, so anybody's welcome. You don't have to be a Catholic mom to join. If you just want to hear me talk, I mean, obviously, they got me, right? I'm not a Catholic mom, but they're great people. They have great outreach, and you are welcome to join us for the next four Wednesdays, beginning this Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the CatholicMom.com site on our Facebook page. So if you need more information, make sure you sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, and then you'll be able to see the exact link where you need to go. Now, there's also, I'll tell you more about it, but there's also a presentation that I'll be making for the Diocese of Springfield, Massachusetts on Wednesday night. I think that's at 7 p.m. We already taped it, and I'm kind of excited to see how it turned out. I did my piece, and then they're going to put a beginning and an ending on it, and that should be, it's part of their Lenten speaker series. I'll put out a link. I'll be sharing the link either on Facebook and I'll put it in both places in my daily email as well. So you make sure that you sign up for my daily Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled email reflection if you want to find out more about that. And also, Give Up Worry for Good. That book is going to be available on March the 12th, so 11 days from today. That should be. Generally, Amazon starts shipping them a few days earlier, so I know it's in the warehouse at Ave Maria Press. So if you want to order that, now is the time to pick up Give Up Worry for Good. That's it. Followingthetruth.com is my website for more information about my work, if you want to find out more. Okay. Give Up Worry for Lent. This is day 13, the Monday of the second week of Lent. Psalm 34, 4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. I wanted to include this in the book because I wanted you to understand how simple this process is. If you seek the Lord, and not just the one and done, I mean repeatedly, seek the Lord every day, continually. Just make sure you touch base with him. Make sure you spend some time in prayer. Make sure you spend some time reading scripture. Make sure you spend some time, if possible, receiving the sacraments. You know, daily mass is great. This is a great time to start going to daily mass, or maybe do an extra mass or two if you can't go every day. Eucharistic adoration, confession, all of these are encounters with Jesus, okay? And you start doing that, he's going to answer you. Now, he's not always going to give you what you want, but if you start praying to him and ask for what you need, he's going to give it to you. One of the main things that you should be praying for during Lent is the transformation. And that comes about through the work of the Holy Spirit, the transformation of you and me into Jesus. That's what we're called to do during the Lenten season. And here's the thing. When you do that, when you start doing that on a regular basis and you pray for that transformation, then you are going to have that prayer answered, because the Lord loves answering that prayer. And furthermore, when you seek the Lord, he's going to answer you. So he's going to hear your prayers. He's going to answer them. He's going to answer your request to grow closer to him. He loves answering that one too. But he's going to deliver you from all your fears. Now, I included that in the book. And the point I make in the book, and the point I want to make with you here, is that it doesn't always happen instantaneously. In fact, more often than not, it doesn't happen immediately. If you seek the Lord, you are going to the first thing you're going to get is peace of mind. In other words, in your mind, you're going to get thoughts of, God can help me with this. This problem is something God can handle. He has healed people throughout history. It's documented in the Bible. He has healed people after that period as well. He can do this. I don't know why, but I think he can handle this. These are the kind of thoughts. This is the way the peace typically starts to manifest itself in your head. You don't always feel it. There's a total difference between peace of mind and peace of heart / peace of stomach, as I like to call it. You know, that feeling of peace. So in other words, sometimes, even though you have peace of mind, you still are afraid. And I'm going to take it a step further, afraid of things that you shouldn't be afraid of. You know, fear is not a bad thing. Fear is a good thing. God gave us fear for a reason, because fear alerts us that there might be a certain danger present. That's good. But an inordinate fear, or a fear of something when you shouldn't be afraid, that's not a good thing. An example of that would be, God's not going to provide for me, or he's allowed me to get this illness, but I'm not going to be able to handle it, or whatever my situation is. It's something that I'm not going to be able to deal with. That's an inordinate fear. That's a lack of trust in the Lord's providence. Right? And look, we all suffer from that at times. So don't be too hard on yourself. But that kind of fear is not a good fear. It's not a healthy fear. It's a lack of trust in God, right? But that kind of fear, if you keep encountering him, eventually that fear is going to decrease. So a healthy fear, that shouldn't decrease. I mean, you should always have a healthy fear if maybe somebody pulls a gun on you, or if your house starts to fill up with smoke, or if you're experiencing like chest pains or something. It's a good thing to be afraid so that you take action to preserve your life. That's the point of fear. So that kind of fear is always going to be there. Call it fear, call it concern. You know, maybe that's a fine point sometimes when you cross over from one into the other. But that's a good thing. Fear of the Lord, fear of losing your salvation, good thing. Good thing. You don't want it to be excessive so that you become scrupulous about it, but it's something we should all be aware of. But fear of, I'm not going to make it through this situation, that's a problem. And that's the kind of fear that will begin to decrease as your relationship with Jesus increases. But don't expect it to happen right away. Well, what do? You keep moving forward and realize that the fear, that the peace that Jesus gives you sometimes sticks around in your head for a while before it starts moving to your heart. So don't panic about that. That's normal. Now, on the other hand, you could be turning to Jesus during Lent and having an encounter with him, but not really acting on what he's telling you to do. Now, specifically, I want to read today's gospel. We'll tie this all in together, the gospel from today's Daily Mass. It's kind of short. And, you know, Jesus is really direct a lot of times. I mean, he is really direct, to the point, doesn't pull punches. And here's an example. This is today's gospel. So we're trying to have an encounter with him during Lent. That's what we're trying to do. When we pray, when we read scripture, when we receive him in communion, when we go to confession, you know, these are encounters between us and Jesus, and they have the potential of being life-changing, but only if we are willing to do our share, to respond, to have a conversation with him, let him speak to us, and then go take his words seriously, right? So this is Luke chapter 6, verses 36 through 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." Okay, our Father in heaven will forgive us an infinite amount of times, and there's no limit to his forgiveness. That's what Jesus is telling us. Stop judging, Jesus says, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. And, I mean, we could simplify this. We could simplify this in just a matter of a few words. Jesus is telling us the way you treat others is the way God's going to treat you. And for most of us, we don't like to hear that. I mean, it's kind of harsh, or it's kind of direct. Maybe that's a better word. But he's telling us for our own good. So when it comes to peace, If you're not, and the reason this is so important to me, because I'm dealing with a situation right now, kind of a family situation, where the forgiveness is, it's a tricky thing. Forgiveness is never a feeling. Forgiveness is an action. So I can forgive somebody and still have hurt feelings of betrayal. I mean, all that can still exist, even possibly anger. But making the conscious decision to forgive somebody overrides the feelings. So I can forgive and still not feel good I can even be devastated over a situation, but still make the decision to forgive that person. But what the Lord is saying to us is, and sometimes it's tricky. Sometimes we confuse forgiveness with allowing ourselves to be in an abusive relationship. God doesn't want that. And if you've been hurt by someone, yes, you have to forgive them. There are no exceptions. But you don't need to necessarily be repeatedly exposing yourself to further hurt. Sometimes you got to distance yourself a little bit while at the same time forgiving the person, praying for them. You got to sometimes get yourself out of the fire. And that's not being bad, even though it feels not right sometimes. You know what I mean? But that's why it's important to pray, to read scripture, to be familiar with the teachings of the church, to have somebody you can trust, a good moral person, a counselor who will advise you. Maybe they'll see things you don't see. But overall, we're called, what Jesus is saying here is you got to treat other people the way that God treats you. Otherwise, don't expect mercy. Be merciful to others, and you can expect mercy. So if you're not doing that, and it's really easy to not do that, especially when it comes to forgiveness and when it comes to other things, Jesus said. It's easy to ignore him or not really do what he's saying, you know, ignore or fool yourself into thinking, oh, yes, I'm listening. And when you do that, you're still having the encounter with him, but it's not bearing the fruit it should because you're not putting into practice what he's telling you to do. And therefore, if you don't do his will, don't expect the peace. So, you know, to tie it all up together and try to make one big message out of this, if you seek Jesus every day and you give him your problems, you can expect peace in return. He's going to answer. And you can expect peace. Now, the peace might come from the fact that he listens, that you know he's answering you, or he will answer in some way, and that you know he's all-powerful and that he loves you unconditionally. Now, if you just, even if nothing externally comes out of your prayer requests, you can put all those facts together and get some good peace of mind knowing that Jesus is on your side. He's got your back. He can take care of whatever it is that you present to him. You know, that in and of itself can make you really comfortable, give you some good peace of mind. Now, that might still not take away your sense of fear. So, in other words, you might have it in your mind, but you can still be afraid. That's possible. And oftentimes, you can have peace of mind, but not have peace of heart. Because it takes a while for the peace of heart, or the peace of mind, to filter down into your heart. But if you're not listening to what the Lord is saying, in other words, maybe you're holding on to your problems. Maybe you're not forgiving somebody. Maybe you're not turning to him in prayer. You know, then you're not going to get the peace. So yeah, it's possible you can block the peace that he wants to give you. But it's also possible that you're doing everything right, and that peace from your head, your intellect, your peace that comes through faith hasn't made its way to your heart yet. But I'm going to tell you this, it will if you're persistent. And this idea of forgiveness, Jesus talked a lot about this. And there's a reason. He talked about lack of forgiveness. He talked about don't worry, do not be afraid, because he knows these are things that we struggle with as humans. And he wants to help us. So the funny thing about forgiveness is if you don't forgive those who have offended you, you're not going to get that peace you're looking for. Because until you do that, that lack of forgiveness is just going to eat you up inside. And it's going to block any peace that Jesus wants to give you. So the point is today, if you're doing everything right, and pray about it. Say, you know, Jesus, through your Holy Spirit, tell me if I need to address this. If I'm not doing something right. Is there something else I should be doing? Let me know. You know, he's going to let you know. That's the kind of question he loves to answer, because you're trying to do his will. It's like the Blessed Mother saying to Gabriel, well, how can this be since I have no husband? He's going to answer that question because she wants to do the right thing. Her intent is there. So he will answer. I'm confident about that. But if you're doing everything you think you're supposed to be doing, be patient. The lack of fear will come. You'll start to become less afraid, but it doesn't happen immediately. I hope all this made some sense to you. Lent's a great time. I was thinking it's, you know, you just don't want to give up some chocolate and hold your breath and count the days until you can pig out again. You're going to lose a lot by approaching Lent that way. But if you just approach it as a time of an opportunity to grow closer to Christ, to let his Holy Spirit change you, man, you're going to really, really have a fantastic experience during Lent. So let's continue to walk this walk together, and we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through this and be changed. I have real confidence in that. Followingthetruth.com is my website if you want to check it out. If you could possibly think about sending a donation my way so I can keep the ministry going, I would really appreciate it. It's a very tough time right now, so you could really help me out by going to followingthetruth.com, clicking on donate, and either becoming a sponsor or making a one-time donation. And I thank you in advance for that. I want you to know that I pray for you every day, and I'm going to keep it up. Please pray for me and my family as well. Now, God willing, I hope to be back here with you tomorrow on Following the Truth. Have yourself a wonderful night. God bless you, and hang in there. It's going to be a really good Lent. I have that feeling. See you next time. Bye.